Well, howdy, 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 sports fans. It's time for Lucky's Losers. Lucky always picks the losers of college football. Lucky has that smart pill machine ready to go. So, without further ado, let's get started.
Lucky finishes the regular season picking the losers correctly, 82%. Wow, says Lucky, wow. It's championship week before the college playoffs begin in 3 weeks. But until then, Lucky says, hello, but he's got to go.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Reverend Charles, and this is my first time on the radio. But anyway, come on, hear me now. If you read the Bible in Luke, you will know that Luke ain't from New Jersey.
That guy is funny.
Hello. I must be going. I cannot stay. I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going. La la.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you spoil this party. I am throughing.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be.
Before you go, if you oblige us and tell us how, you'll leave the room.
I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even stay. But I must be going.
Lucky sees four entertaining championship matchups that could affect the college playoffs, and he's not going to bore you losers in Kentucky with a lot of mumbo-jumbo stats. What you see is what you get. Now remember, you can see Lucky's show on the Roku channel, and very soon, back on the Browse Radio Network, starting in about 3 weeks, for the college playoff and national championship shows. Visit browseradio.com for more information. Lucky knows the best matchup has to be number 4, the Georgia Bulldoggies, playing on home ice, taking on the former number 1, now number 2, the LSU Tigers. And if all goes well, the Tigers will have to take on the Clemson Tigers in the semis of the college football playoffs. The line is pointing towards a disaster for the UGs, getting a TD in advance before kickoff. These two juggernauts haven't met this year, and the naysayers aren't feeling all warm and fuzzy inside, giving the Dogs a 55% chance of losing. The so-called experts say it won't be even close of a dogfight. The second-ranked offense in the country, along with the soon-to-be newly minted Heisman Trophy winner, quarterback Joe Burrow of the LSU Tigers. The alternative to this and winning is taking on the number one team in the nation, Ohio Staters, in the semis of the college football playoffs. Lucky says, no can do. Get ready for the clash of the two Tiggers. And the Utes are calling. Whatever the hell a Ute is. Lucky's loser, Georgia. Now, Lucky still has no clue what a Ute is. But the Oregon Duckettes will after this game. With nothing to lose, the Ducks will try and upend the Utah Utes and stop all this chat about playoffs. The Utes won last year in Salt Lake 32-25, and the Ducks the year prior in Eugene 40-21. The line is sticky at 6 points in favor of the Duckies losing, but the naysayers don't agree, stuck at 51% saying that Oregon will lose. This is a Friday night affair, one of two primetime matchups in Santa Clara, California, you know. 8 p.m. on the Alphabet Channel. That's ABC to you losers in Virginia. Lucky says this will be a shootout of epic proportions. Well, sorta. Move over, Georgia. The Utes are ready. Lucky's loser, Oregon. The Oklahoma Sooners are unfortunate. stuck at number 6, cradled between a ute and a bear. No way out of this hole unless the Utes of Utah and the Georgie Don't Call Me Pennywise Bulldoggies slip up in their conference championship matchups. The Wicked Witch is dead for the number 7 Baylor Bears, getting at least 8 points. Some experts say 10 before the pigskin is even warmed up and ready to go. The naysayers are in agreement, giving the Baylor Bears a 70% chance of losing in this one, and in fact have already lost at home 34-31 to the Sooners. Lucky sees this one as a toss-up with epic ramifications if OK loses, along with Georgia and Utah, paving the way for the Baylor Bears in the college playoffs. Sounds good. Fascination and anticipation. Down the drain. Lucky's loser, Baylor. The Clemmy Clemson Tigers are playing the Virginia Cavalrymen in the ACC championship game, giving the Wahoos a 28-point head start. So Lucky is snoring on this one. But what about number 10, we see Wisconsin Badgerettes taking on the numero uno team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckaroonies, giving the Cheeseheads a hefty 17 points. Week 8 is still in the memory of Wisconsin, losing big time 38-7 in the horseshoe. Why would this matchup be any different? It won't, says Lucky. No way the Bucks are going to lose this one with Clemson, the next opponent, if they do lose. Lucky's loser, Wisconsin.
That will do it for Lucky's Losers for this week. Join Lucky here every week as he picks the losers of college football. Check his page out at luckyslosers.com along with his Twitter page, Lucky's Losers. He always picks the losers.